Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session with Sammy. Welcome to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, whether we're on the same page or not on everything, it's okay. Right? I mean, seriously, it doesn't really matter. Whether, you know, as long as we can sit and converse and work through things, that's a different story. But if we can't, if all we're going to do is, you know, if all we're going to do is argue with each other, if we walk into the conversation looking for a way to chop you up and tear you down, then don't waste your time. You know, order your drink and talk about sports. Seriously, I'm not joking. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and trolling. Honestly, being part of the conversation. Ed Vitagliano is going to join me. He's the Executive Vice President of American Family Association. We're going to discuss whether Chick-fil-A left us hanging. Right? Did Dan Cathy, founder of Chick-fil-A, did he turn against us? Is he heading in the direction of money rather than, you know, standing up for his faith, for his belief? I'm asking the question. Doesn't mean I have the answer. It just means I'm asking the question. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. The vote came down. The president technically has been impeached. Right? Articles of impeachment. But Nancy Pelosi now, she may hold them up a while. Because she, ready for this one, is this rich or what? This is what they always do. They constantly accuse us of doing what they're doing. She doesn't think that they're going to get a fair shake. Those articles are going to get a fair shake in the Senate. This is coming from the leader of a group that wouldn't let Trump's team in there, wouldn't let them defend him, wouldn't let him bring in witnesses until the very last minute, where they were going to give him a couple of days to make this happen, right? Now, obstruction of Congress or something like that? Don't even know what this is. It doesn't exist. It's not real. It's nowhere to be found. And this is based on the fact that he has not brought the papers forward that they subpoenaed, that they want. See, the big problem they have here is they don't like the law. They want no part of the law. And I say that because here's how it's supposed to work. This is how it's worked in the impeachments before. This is how it's laid out. When Congress is asking for paperwork, anything, I don't care what it is, and the president won't give it to them, right? They give him a subpoena. He's like, you know, you're not getting nothing from me. Then you go to the judiciary. That's why they're there. You refer that paperwork and you say, you know, Supreme Court, we're looking for this. And then they make a decision. The problem is they don't want to wait. They don't want to wait going into an election year. It's really that simple. And they don't want to do it. Talk about not doing it the right way. They don't want to do it the right way. And like I said to Dave in the last hour, my apprehension in doing this full bore into the Senate is that witnesses, that they both have to agree, minority and majority leaders have to agree on who to call in. Now, what I would say to Schumer is, you can have these three, you're going to give me these three. Right? I'm going to choose three, you choose three. I don't think we know how to do that. I really don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, some of the lies that these guys are pushing, which is always a lot of fun. You know, you really have to think about the way they parse the words, the way they say things. You know, some people get a quick Twitter update, whoopee ding. Adam Schiff and the Democrats, right? Their counsel, Daniel Goldman. They try to frame this whole thing, and they call it official U.S. foreign policy, right? That's how they try to frame. You know who sets policy? The president sets policy. They don't. This is where they get confused. See, they think it's an equal branch, which means they equally have the same responsibility to make the same decisions as the president does. They don't. Everybody has their own job, but nobody has more power than the other, so to speak. And frankly, if you do your homework, the branch that has the least amount of power, has no power in the purse strings, is the Supreme Court. They've always had the least amount of power. Or supposedly, they were supposed to. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you've got something to say. So the Democrats, their theory is that misconduct for the president to get the, you know, to depart from the policies of the prior president. Think about it. That's where they were going with this. He's not doing things the way Obama did it. Or presidents before Obama, whether it's Bush or whoever. So therefore, he's wrong. He's bad. That's all there is to it. The Democrats also highlight the president's reference on the July 25th phone call to a conspiracy theory that Ukraine may have been complicit in hacking of the Democrat email account. They got no proof. They just like to throw it out there and hear themselves speak. Don't go far. Did Chick-fil-A abandon us? Did Dan Cathy turn on us? We'll find out more after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, let's get on it. I can't wait to hear about what make sure I go back to Chick-fil-A. All right, well, we're back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, remember that dust-up with Chick-fil-A a few weeks back? But there's always a dust-up with Chick-fil-A and other organizations that espouse or claim to live Christian principles or support organizations with Christian principles or what have you. And Chick-fil-A has taken a beating for years over their stance on biblical marriage. I mean, it's really that simple. Biblical principles, biblical marriage, and so on. And my argument on this show has always been the same. It's to the LGBTQ community who do call and send me emails and say to them, look, here's the bottom line. They have never refused service to a gay or lesbian couple, to somebody who's gay, somebody who's lesbian, somebody who's transgender. There's no card you fill out when you order your hamburger or chicken, I'm sorry, excuse me, don't throw rocks at me, chicken sandwich. You know, there's not a litmus test to eat there. So let's not get crazy with this. Let's not go over the top with this. And then we heard that Chick-fil-A was backing away from its principles. And because of the LGBTQ community, they have decided that they would no longer support just Christian organizations or Christian-esque organizations, and they would be giving money to the LGBTQ organizations. Well, look, I'm not in it 24/7. There are other people that are paying attention to this, that are on this, and Ed Vitagliano has joined me. He's the Executive Vice President of American Family Association. Ed, thanks for being with me.
Man, Joe, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
You know, it's funny. I'm Sicilian. You're obviously Italian, and I almost couldn't get that name out. I mean, I don't get to say Italian names most of the times, like Schmidt and Jones and, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
So give me your 80,000-foot take on what took place and really what went down with Chick-fil-A, and then we'll get into the detail.
Well, as you pointed out, Chick-fil-A has been getting hammered since 2012, and that was the time that Dan Cathy was doing an interview, and he simply gave his personal opinion that he supported, from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective, the definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman. I think in that interview he may have also made some comments about the possibility of the judgment of God, which were strong comments, I understand that. And he, of course, as we might expect, got hammered for that since he was the CEO of a very popular fast food chain, Chick-fil-A. And immediately after that, Chick-fil-A began to, in a sense, backpedal away from some of that pressure. They, because they were accused of having funded hate groups, I think Focus on the Family and Family Research Council.
Yep.
And so they backed away from giving to those kinds of organizations, continued to give to groups like the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes that were less politically involved, but now they have backed away from doing that. And the question is, do we buy Chick-fil-A's explanation of that, or don't we? And we're not buying what they're selling in this instance.
Well, and that's it. You know, my expectation, and I've been telling people this for years. I mean, the show's been on the air for about 10 years. I have no problem with speaking to my Christian faith. I have no problem speaking about my God and all of that on the air. And if you don't like it, there's 3,000 other shows you can tune into. Chick-fil-A, along with another organization here in California, In-N-Out Burger, have always been pretty open about their stance on their Christianity, on their love of God and what have you. Chick-fil-A, though, even more so with being closed on a Sunday and putting that out there. It is a real, and I want to make sure we get this right. I want to make sure we don't eat our own, if you would. And so we have to be really careful about this. And I look at it and I say, look, you know, here are people that have over the years stuck up for their belief system, if you would, right? So give me an example. Why do you think they may have betrayed us? What puts a gray sheet over this thing?
All right. Well, I guess probably the first thing is to put this in context is that Chick-fil-A, as I mentioned, they have been getting hammered. The homosexual pressure groups have looked at groups like the Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes and said, these groups do not believe in same-sex marriage. They hold to a biblical definition of human sexuality. Therefore, they're hate groups. You're giving money to them. Therefore, you fund hate groups. So our concern was that on November 18th, when the Chick-fil-A Foundation announced that they were going to be changing the way they gave money, and they were no longer going to be giving to the Salvation Army and FCA, they said, we're going to be giving to other groups. Now, at the outset, we weren't completely concerned about that because Chick-fil-A's explanation was, we had a contract with these two Christian groups. That contract has expired. We're doing something different, although we will continue to give to groups that are Christian and non-Christian, you know, organizations that are faith-based and those that aren't. It was the fact that in that same announcement, Chick-fil-A announced that they were going to be giving money to Covenant House, which we did just a very little bit of checking around. And Covenant House, while it does some really good things in helping homeless youth and trafficked youth, is very pro-homosexual. They say they're affirming of homosexuality. They're a funder of LGBTQ issues. They sponsor the New York City Gay Pride Parade, all those kind of things, which is fine. That's their right. But it seemed as if Chick-fil-A was backing away from the groups that had put them under the spotlight and had gone 180 degrees in the other direction.
Well, the ones that had actually, yeah, the ones that had actually fought for them when right. the LGBTQ community came against them a long time ago, these were the other groups were the groups that stuck up for them. And you know, my understanding is I don't remember where it was, but they had to close down a restaurant because I think it was the transgender community was laying down in front of their storefront all day long or all afternoon. So it just bothers me that they would give in so easily. It would bothers me that they would give in because it's all about the almighty buck when it should be about the almighty God. Look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website and make sure, right, don't play around with me here. Make sure that when you head up to the website, you give me your email address, okay? You got a dozen ways to get involved in a conversation, to get involved with the show. So head up to the website, give me your email address. We send out one email a week. This isn't like brain surgery. It's easy stuff to do. And then if you want to get notified by text message, text alert, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You listen to the Real Side. Be back in just a couple minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has become the third U.S. president in history to be impeached. The majority of the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump. The first article, Abuse of Power. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with the final count on that article.
The nays are 230. The nays are 197.
present is one. Article 1 is adopted.
Moments later, the second article, obstruction of Congress, was passed by a majority in the House as well. As the House voted, President Trump rallied his forces at a campaign rally in Battle Creek, Michigan.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Come to your host. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Remember, head up to the website. There's a lot that you could do up there to help support the show. We're back at it again. I appreciate your time with me. Always do. But we're talking about Chick-fil-A. Did Chick-fil-A betray us? Did Chick-fil-A betray those people that stuck up for them when they were being attacked by the LGBTQ community? Ed Vitagliano joins me. He's the Executive Vice President of American Family Association. Ed, again, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure to be with you.
So let me ask you, I mean, in all reality, because I know how we fight or don't fight or stand up or don't stand up, you know, Chick-fil-A has, it's a corporation. It has to make money. It has to make sure that its stores are, you know, making a buck here and there. Was this a corporate decision? And again, I'm not going to tell you what I agree with or don't agree with yet. I will soon. But is this a corporate decision or was this a PR stunt?
It looks like it's a corporate decision, and you know, the thing is, I understand the pressure that they have been under. They have been, I remember when Dan Caffey first made his comment in 2012, Thomas Menino, who was then mayor of Boston, said, I'm going to do everything I can to keep that company out of Boston. Same thing happened in Chicago, some other places.
Right.
They have even, in the last year, Chick-fil-A has been banned from the International Airport in San Antonio, Texas, as well as the one in Buffalo, New York, because they are accused, have been accused, of giving to anti-gay groups. Again, we're talking about the Salvation Army
right.
and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So I understand the pressure they've been under and the fact that there's probably internal pressure within the corporation to open up new avenues of making money. That's what a corporation exists to do. It's certainly in part. So they've had trouble in London and Toronto and some of these other places. I think the pressure was, listen, let's just say we're changing our giving and the way we're giving. We'll stop giving to the groups that have put us under pressure from the LGBTQ community. And see if we can't get into some of these other markets. All we did was we sent out a letter from the president of American Family Association directly, overnighted the letter to Dan Caffey, and asked two simple questions. This is all we want to know, and they can clear this whole thing up. Will Chick-fil-A publicly state that it does not believe the Salvation Army and FCA are hate groups because of the ministry's beliefs about sexuality, marriage, and family? And number two, will you publicly state that Chick-fil-A will not hesitate to fund these two ministries again should the opportunity arise in the future? We just want Chick-fil-A to defend the honor of these groups that have stood by Chick-fil-A. And we have heard bupkis from Dan Cathy. Nobody else has heard from him, as far as we can tell, in terms of any clarification about what Chick-fil-A has done. And that's why we think the pressure got to them.
That is just so interesting to me because, again, they're going to see more of a drop in catering to a very small part of the community. And, again, I want people not to understand something here. Ed and I are not hating on the LGBTQ community. That's not the goal here. But it's interesting that a very small portion of the community that makes so much noise and a quote-unquote Christian corporation would cater to that is not just annoying, it's heartbreaking. Because it's obviously, and again, I don't know Dan Cathy. I don't know his character. I know what I've heard about him, and he seems to be a man of character and integrity. But, you know, is your sufficiency God? Is your sufficiency the Word of God? Or is your sufficiency what's going on in the public? I mean, I really am always confused at these companies that caved, I don't care what group it is, but that caved to this kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as a Christian, you know, Jesus said you can't serve God and money at the same time. In other words, somebody's got to, one of those two's got to outrank the other.
That's right.
And if you love God the most, what you will do is you will put him first, even above opportunities to make a buck. If you put money above God, then you will compromise your Christian principles. I'm not saying at this point that that's what Chick-fil-A has done. To us, it looks like they've done that. We still haven't heard from Dan Cathy. Others who have reached out, with the exception of Franklin Graham, have gotten no response. I think Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council has reached out. Nobody is hearing back from them. So they could clarify this and put at ease so many tens of thousands of Christians who went to Chick-fil-A in 2012 at the behest of Governor Mike Huckabee and bought chicken sandwiches to stand with that organization. To this date, that was the number one best-selling day in Chick-fil-A history.
Yep.
All we want to do is say, Dan Cathy, please tell us that you're not throwing Salvation Army and FCA under the bus.
Well, I think what's hilarious is that day, when I heard about it was going on, I was on my way over to the radio station, and the station I was working with was somewhat liberal as far as the employees go, and I bought a dozen Chick-fil-A sandwiches to pass out at the radio station.
And you probably had to wait. You probably had to wait a long time.
Yeah, and there were some faces there, too, that weren't that great on what I was doing. But, you know, the bottom line is we do not support each other. We do not fight for each other. And until, I don't know if you know who David Horowitz is. I've had him on the show a bunch of times.
Sure.
And he talks about conservatives, and he says, you know, conservatives don't fight. They want to fight like gentlemen, and we're past that. You know, Christ said that they were going to hate us for his sake and for loving him first. You can't expect them to embrace you when they're not on the same page as you are. So we need to support organizations that are willing to step up. Chick-fil-A was one of them. I don't know how you, if you can't get to Dan, or if Dan is being pressured, I don't know, by other board members or people that might own stock internally, I don't know how you fix that unless he stands up and says, look, we didn't get to where we are today of our own accord. We got here because we honored God, we honored family, and we're going to continue down that road, or you guys can just get rid of me and my family and everybody else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why we put the two questions, that's why we worded them the way we did. Because I think Chick-fil-A can reverse this in terms of its relationship with the Christian community. They come out and they say, listen, this has been a misunderstanding. Yes, we are changing some of the ways in which we give money. We do not believe the Salvation Army and FCA are hate groups, and we might get to them in the future. That will at least let us know that they have not thrown these groups under the bus. We're not, you know, they also in 2017 gave 2017, gave money to the Southern Poverty Law Center. There is an article online by Ryan Baumberger that talks about some of the other groups that the Chick-fil-A Foundation has given money to. Some of them are problematic. We at least understand that sometimes that happens. It doesn't necessarily reflect the vision or the Christian beliefs, the faith of the people who have started and run the company. Sometimes those things happen, and they can easily correct it. But right now, we are concerned with the fact that it looks like Chick-fil-A is distancing themselves from Christians who believe the Bible and organizations that believe the Bible on human sexuality, marriage, and family. And that is a non-starter, I think, for a lot of Christians who have been big supporters of the company.
You know, it would be for me, only because they have espoused their belief. They have told us what they believe and what their principles are. Dan Cathy has done the same thing, and now for if they come out and they decided that they're going to reverse course, then that's a whole different animal. And I don't want to hear, I'm really irritated with hearing some Christian organization saying, well, you know, Christ loved everybody, we can't carve anybody out. They don't do that. They don't do that at their drive-ups. They don't do that inside. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in just a couple. You know, as some of you know, I have to pre-record these with some of these people who can't get on the show in time. And I do that, right? So we're able to have some real serious conversations with these people. You know, and not have to rush them or get them late at night or whatever, depending on where they are in the country. Now, I'm not telling you to stop eating a Chick-fil-A by any stretch of the imagination. But if we can't trust conservatives, in this case a Christian conservative, to stick by their principles, what are we supposed to do? You know, the funny thing about it is that nobody in that community, unless they're already supporting them, is going to come over and support them now. The conversation is going to be around, hey, we had to get tough with them in order to get them to do something. So nobody's going to just jump in. You're not going to find anybody from that community now willing to jump in and support Chick-fil-A. You know, what are they going to do next? They're going to protest that they're not open on Sundays? Taking work and money out of the pockets of employees that may want to work on Sundays? This is how whack this gets. Do not give in to those who don't support you anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ed Vitagliano joins me. Will rejoin me after the break. You're listening to The Real Stuff.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. LifeLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, hey. Mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey,
I know some good jammy jumping
mambo,
around. Don't forget your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Let's get to it. Let's find out what happened to Chick-fil-A. You know, didn't we help them? And again, I remember I told you, some of you don't like emails, and I get that. I don't like emails, too. They clutter up my box, and I got to go through them all and find out who they're from. If you want to know when the show is going to start and you want to make it easy on yourself, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Send it out before the show, let you know it's coming up. You can ignore it. You can blow it off. You can stop it any time you want to, but at least you'll have an idea of what we're going to be talking about and what's coming up. And I always appreciate your time with me. Now, you know, on this show, I regularly stick up for people that, you know, live out their Christian principles. And I mean real Christian principles. I don't mean, you know, wearing them on their sleeve, as they used to say, and that kind of thing. They can quote scripture, and that's great, but are they living it? It's the same thing here. When we see
businesses. You know, you go to different communities around the globe. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in an Italian community. And the Italian businesses, the Italian people, they all supported each other. You go into black communities the same way. You go into Jewish communities, it's the same way. You go into gay and lesbian communities, as we see in L.A., it's the same way. I am always, always amazed that Christians do not support one another. Christians do not, and again, it's broad brushing. I realize a lot of Christians do. I do. I look for Christian businesses first before I, and I don't just bring them on because they're Christians. I got to make sure I do my due diligence too to make sure they're a good and decent company. But we don't tend to look for each other. We don't tend to help each other out. I don't know how that furthers the kingdom. I don't know how you guys, you know, say that you love God when you won't even, support His people. And I'll put it that way. But I've asked, with this Chick-fil-A dust-up recently, I've asked Ed Vitagliano to join me. He's the Executive Vice President of American Family Association. Ed, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you here on The Real Side.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, it's kind of how I've felt all along, whether it's organizations where you sit down and you go to your brothers and sisters of Christ and say, hey, we've got this business over here starting up, or we've had this business that's been in town for 30 years, it's Christian-owned. Yeah, I remind people that if you truly believe the Word of God, if you believe in tithing and offering, why would you go to a business? It's going to send some of my people in the room. Why would you go support a business, and I don't care if it's a dry cleaner or a hamburger shop, that sends your money, God's money, to Planned Parenthood? Why wouldn't you go to a business? Why wouldn't you do business with a Christian organization who I hope, who you could check out, who's, you know, giving their money back to the church, giving their money to the things of God, and giving their money to furthering the gospel? It has always been, to put it in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, it's always been a puzzlement to me.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you my opinion on this, Joe. I'm not sure that folks will necessarily like it, but I think the tendency of Christians in America is to compartmentalize their lives.
Oh, yeah.
So that their faith is in one box, and that's usually a Sunday thing, maybe a Wednesday night thing, but then the rest of their life is outside of that box and in a different box. If you're growing up as a Christian in Syria or in Egypt or in Libya or in Iraq or someplace like that, you can't compartmentalize your life, because your faith could end it. Could end your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so much freedom, and I thank the Lord for the religious liberty we have in this country, because life is fairly good. Okay, I know that probably a lot of your listeners struggle with, you know, paying the bills like everybody else.
Sure.
But we have it really good in this country. We have the luxury of putting our faith in a box. And so when it comes to making business decisions, where we're going to go eat, where we're going to spend our money, we just don't think of that as being an extension of what we have shoved in that box.
No, my old pastor used to say, you know, you can't separate the wet from the water, you know, and you guys need to figure that out, that, you know, you're a Christian first and not just Sunday morning, not just when you're inside these doors or when you have your Bible in your hand. So I always thought that was, you know, an interest and a real line that people don't really, as far as I'm concerned, they don't really think through. What do we do? What's the future hold if companies like Chick-fil-A out here in California, companies like In-N-Out, if they kind of turn, well, not kind of, they are, if they turn their back on God's basic principles, what are we supposed to do as a Christian community?
Well, I think, first of all, just as you were saying, Joe, you've got to at least start to make some decisions based on your Christian faith, and you send as much as you can your money to the people that are going to use it in a way that honors God. Now, that's not going to be possible in every area of life or for
sure.
Everything you're going to be spending money on, because the world is just doesn't have enough Christian companies. So what I personally think, this is not an AFA policy yet, but I think going forward, as corporations cave and more corporations become woke, okay, and begin the virtue signal, I think Christians are going to have to begin shopping local. I think we're just going to have to, I don't know if it's going to be possible to avoid the Amazons of this world, but at least to some extent we're going to have to start shopping local, where I can go to the restaurant or I can go to the mom and pop store and I can look them in the eye and say, hey, listen, I like what you did. You gave money to the local shelter, or you did this. I appreciate it. And we're going to have a relationship. But these big corporations at some point seem to not care about the people that make them successful. And so I think Christians are going to have to just start going, you know what? Corporations, generally speaking, are not my friend. And corporations, generally speaking, are not honoring God. As much as I can, I'm going to give my money to local businesses, because then I can have a relationship, and I think they'll be responsive to my concerns.
Well, you know, what's really funny about this is that you look at all these arguments and all these fights that the LGBTQ community has. They don't go support. They will never support Chick-fil-A. As a matter of fact, I was quickly perusing some articles that said even with the quote-unquote concessions made, it's not good enough. They want more money given to the LGBTQ community and for what it believes to be. But they don't eat there. They don't go there. They don't frequent the place. So Dan Cathy's going to learn a lesson that some of these other places are going to learn, is that they don't care about you anyhow. Okay? You love Christ. You have a premise that believes that life is a certain way. God created the family a certain way. They're not going to do anything for you. They want you gone. I can't figure out. Dan's not a stupid man, like I said. I can't figure out why he and others haven't put this together yet. Hey, before we run out of time, because we only have a couple minutes left, tell everybody about AFA, what they do, and how they can help.
Well, AFA is a Christian organization.
No, no, that's it. It's over. Got to take you off.
Hater, hater, hater.
Weakness
to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture and give aid to the church in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. So to accomplish that, we have a radio network of 180 stations in 38 states. We have a monthly magazine. We have One News Now, which is our internet news service. We have a film division that produces documentaries. We want to do those three things: inform people, equip them, and activate them. Get them busy doing something in the culture. It doesn't always have to be political or cultural, but people, Christians, need to be doing something to make life better and more honoring to God.
And you sound like me from years gone by. I always said, we do something. Don't just sit on the couch drooling all over yourself. Right? Don't just sit there pounding on the keyboard, because you're not doing anything for anybody but the keyboard manufacturer when you have to go buy another one. You got to actually get out and put yourself out there.
And
not to get preachy. You and I talked about this before, but I try not to get too preachy with the people. Is that, you know, for my Christian friends, what if Christ said, I don't like all the negativity? Okay, you know,
right.
I mean. Think about it. Oh, God, all these people hate me. I'm not going to do this. And that's what you do. You whine about it. You talk about all the changes you want. You complain. I mean, I could do this without you on, but you complain. The average Christian complains about their education that their kids are getting, and I have to fight to get them on a school board. I have to fight to get them show up to a school board meeting. You think God's going to zap your local education board into doing the right thing? We need you to show up. You need to vote properly. So, I know.
Absolutely right.
You already know all this. I get it, but.
No, listen. You said you're preaching. Preach it, man. Christians need to hear that and take it to heart.
Yeah, seriously. Well, listen, Ed, I appreciate your organization. Always have. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and we'll have you back on again. But people, do not support. And let them know why. I mean, listen, the LGBTQ community rang their phones off the line. You just call and say, look, I used to go to your place every week. We're not going anymore because we don't know what you stand for anymore.
Right.
Joe Machine, your host, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, and actually, not just after the break. Look, I'm Joe Machine, your host. Don't go far. We do have a lot coming up. You know, Dan Pilla, the tax guy. I have him on, I don't know, every couple of weeks or something. And he's another one that speaks plain and simple English. So that you know you have an idea, that you have a clue as to what it takes to get, you know, through a tax audit. I want to make sure you never get into one. How about that? Why don't we try that one? Let's try to do it so you don't have to get into a tax audit, right? So if you go to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, check out Dan Pilla's book. If you buy the book, and it's very inexpensive, if you buy the book, you actually get a free consultation with him. It's free, because you're a friend of mine. Tell him we're friends. Maybe not so close, but we're friends. Joe Mazzini, host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.